as the Illinois School Social Worker of the Year by the Illinois Association of School Social Workers. And Chief Operational Officer Todd Cobalt briefed the board on changes to the Administrator and Administrative Support Handbook. You can find all of that information with the story at NowDecatur.com. More news after Fox at 7 a.m.
The Defense Secretary is going to the border. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Jim Mattis just took off. He's headed there to get a first-hand look at what U.S. troops are doing, deployed as that caravan of Central American migrants keeps making its way to the border. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Defense Secretary Mattis announced the trip yesterday to reporters at the Pentagon, but he gave no estimate of how much the mission will cost.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the cost.
Nearly 6,000 active duty troops are taking part in the border mission. Of those, about 1,000 are on or near the border in South Texas. The troops acting in a support role only. Dave.
Rachel, it's up to 48 people dead in that Northern California wildfire. Now a third contained. It's burned down 7,600 homes. Crews keep looking for more victims, but Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says it's difficult.
They report them as missing and unaccounted for, but they don't, in fact, know that they're missing or that someone is looking for them.
Fires to the south killed two more and burned down hundreds more homes, but thousands of evacuees have returned home. It's another day to go over ballots again across Florida. Among the legal fights there, an attempt to extend the recount deadline beyond tomorrow. Rick Scott clings to a slight lead over Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and claims he won.
Senator Nelson and Governor Scott are both going to allegedly appear for the Senate class photo. Governor Scott is in D.C. for orientation. So if they both show up for the same class photo for the new Senate class, it's going to be a very interesting time.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Also today in the House, Republicans will pick their leaders for the next Congress. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy still wants to be in charge when the GOP's in the minority, but Jim Jordan's challenging him.
Why did we lose in the first place? I mean, 2 years ago, the American people elected President Trump to come to this town and shake it up, and he has done just that. But I don't think they've seen the same intensity from House Republicans.
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan says he supports Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker's plan to legalize recreational marijuana and create a graduated income tax. The Democrat said yesterday he's had several very friendly and very productive conversations with Pritzker since the Democrat beat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in last week's election. Madigan says he believes Pritzker would pursue the marijuana and tax and tax platforms he campaigned on. Pritzker believes taxes on legalized marijuana could bring in $700 million to $1 billion annually. The graduated tax plan, which would tax the wealthier at higher rates, would require a constitutional amendment. Madigan repeatedly clashed with Rauner over the budget and other matters during the Republicans' one term. Madigan declined to speculate on Rauner's legacy. He just says he's happy that he's leaving. In sports, in college hoops last night, it was Georgetown over Illinois, 88-80. Illinois State down Chicago State, 75-71. And Macon County native Brian Snitker has been named the National League Manager of the Year in Major League Baseball. That comes after leading the Atlanta Braves to a 90-72 record and the NL East division title. Your next news is coming your way at 7:30. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally. News is brought to you by Evergreen Seed.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes, along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Hi, this is Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into this community. This message is brought to you by Michelle Reynolds, Mark Reynolds, and John Weber of Wells Fargo Advisors and Neuhoff Media Decatur.
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today, 34 your afternoon high, and then a partly cloudy night tonight with snow developing after midnight. Could see an inch of accumulation by dawn tomorrow, 26 the overnight low. Snow continues tomorrow. There is a winter weather advisory that goes into effect at 6 tonight and continues until 6 tomorrow. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible tomorrow with a storm total of 2 to 4 inches. And then sunny skies on Friday to start the weekend with a high of 41. It is 16 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We'll preview all the great stuff coming the rest of this weekend. This weekend, man, there's a lot. Plus, we'll get back to the DARPA conversation and, oh yeah, the little drummer girl getting a new treatment. We'll tell you all about it next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, DARPA responsible for GPS, Google Maps, a lot of things that are in your day-to-day life, started in the lab at DARPA. What do you think these people look like? We're talking about literally where all of the top secret stuff happens, and they have evidently created a sniper bullet that has optical sensors in the front of the bullet and fins, and it self-corrects.
That's crazy.
They said a novice can hit a moving target never having fired a gun before.
That's crazy.
And an exoskeleton for military use.
Good.
I mean, how many times has that been in the movies, right?
Yeah, how much of this is reversed alien engineered tech?
Yeah, I want one of those big forklift suits like Sigourney Weaver had in Aliens.
Yes, yes. Can you drive that loader?
Man.
I'm rated. Let's go.
It was established in 1958, and they are in a building in Arlington, Virginia. And if you are a fan of, like, Q from the James Bond movies, I mean, you know what I'm talking about here. It's called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. And they literally are weaponizing insects, creating AI, sniper bullets that don't miss, superhuman soldiers, Terminator robots, fake limbs controlled by the brain, turning insects into weapons.
So everything you've ever seen in every sci-fi movie,
yeah,
is being looked at by DARPA.
It makes you wonder if, like, Jim Cameron or they don't have friends. You know what I mean? Like when they come up with these whole concepts for movies, whether it's Terminator or Aliens or whatever. Yes, but it also, I think, do the movies cause some of the research? Maybe it's the other way around.
It's very possible. I mean, you look at some of the things that the late, great, now Stan Lee developed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, because they imagine it as sci-fi in the movies, that then turns into so the same kid growing up watching a hovercraft or whatever in Star Wars now works for DARPA creating a real one. I bet you there's more of that than the other way around. But what do you think? I mean, wouldn't you love to get a peek inside of that? I mean, if you could do any government agency. I mean, if there's anything that you would want to get a little, I mean, because DARPA was the ones, I mean, literally the aliens and UFOs, and I mean, you know, they've been attached to all of this controversy over the years.
Right.
And somebody sitting in a room going, you know, we can come up with insects that literally could cripple another country's crops. Like smart insects.
Right.
That would be a depressing job.
That would be a depressing job. But you see things like this similarly to when, you know, like the virus, the computer virus that, you know, the Israelis used against the Iranian nuclear program.
Yeah.
You know, those types of things.
I know.
But on a much bigger scale.
But I guarantee you they're funding projects at universities all over the United States that you don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not all happening in that building. I guarantee you go to some of the bigger campuses and some of this stuff is being worked on in departments in various areas of expertise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think about, you know, computers that were developed at the U of I.
Yeah.
You know, which, of course, led to the great 2001 Space Odyssey. You saw the voice of Hal died, too, by the way, did you?
No.
Yeah, yeah, the guy who
I don't. I couldn't tell you who that was.
It was a strange name, and I don't remember it now, but he died Monday, I thought. I saw that in the news. Hal 9000's
voice. I, you know, not a huge fan of the movie, to be honest with you.
It's okay.
I'm in the camp that Stanley Kubrick was a little overrated.
I think you're right.
Not
on everything.
Not bad.
No.
Just overrated.
Yeah. But this stuff, I mean... It's amazing to see the advances. And we were talking about this yesterday, just in the past 10 to 12 years with the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, think about how far they're going with tech in these buildings that we know nothing about.
I know. If you just look at what you have available to you and then just sort of extrapolate out what they might be working on, it's frightening.
Oh, without a question. I mean, we have more tech in our hands than they had than the guys that went to the moon.
Do you know what? The guys who went to the moon didn't have anywhere near the technology you have on your iPhone. And by going to the moon, by the way, I mean, they had computers that were the size of a room.
Yes.
That held, like, less data than your Fitbit.
Right.
And at that time, like, it without NASA, I remember Professor Klugman used to use an analogy, something to the effect of like that a Texas Instruments calculator, which we don't even have calculators anymore, but that would have been, you know, several $100,000 pre-NASA to buy that technology
mm-hmm.
that you can get for $9.99.
Right.
And now it comes free with an app.
Right.
So, yes, things have, but now think about the last 10 years. You know, that's going back 50, 60 years. Think about the last 10. And if what we have available to us now, what we can do, I mean, I can literally hold my phone up, turn the camera on, point at a sign, and have it translated if mm-hmm. I'm in a foreign country.
Mm-hmm. You can jump on your phone and go to a webcam and see what's happening, you know, on a beach in Australia or whatever.
I can follow my turtle I adopted down in...
There you go. Yeah.
Live, 24/7. And yet, with all of this available to us, we now have the new numbers on website traffic.
Oh, goody.
The top website rankings, and I have them right here. This is my favorite segment of the year.
Oh, boy.
Because there are some things that are universal, and I don't care whether you're in the United States of America or Saudi Arabia or Iraq, there are commonalities, porn being the biggest one.
Of course it is.
So the top website rankings, I printed the Netherlands, Brazil, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, worldwide, and the United States, just to do a little compare and contrast.
All right.
Can you name me the top five? Now, this is the most heavy trafficked websites. I mean, this is sheer numbers. I mean, three ought to be right at your, I mean, that three ought to be obvious to you.
Right out of the box, Google is one of them.
Google is number one.
Google, obviously, okay, good, number one. The numbers two and three, one of them's got to be a porn site.
Nope.
Really?
We got to get to number six before that.
Wow.
But they do dominate category-wise top ten. You go Google, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, Yahoo.
Okay.
Now, I'm surprised always that Yahoo ranks as high as it does because to me, Yahoo is like AOL.
Right, which is funny because if you go to Yahoo News, some of it is generated by AOL News.
Well, they're owned, I think, by the same.
Bizarro world.
All right, so anyway, that's your top five, right? Google, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, Yahoo. Okay, no big surprises there.
No.
I mean, those are all, you know, you would think Google would be number one, right?
Yeah.
Not surprised at all that Facebook is number two. And by the way, this also does shine a light. There are a lot of people, and I think they're like people that are getting older, trying to stay younger. They keep going, yeah, but Facebook, man, the kids aren't there. Well, clearly you got to go down the list a long way. I mean, before you know, Twitter comes in at number 9, and when you try to find Snapchat and stuff, Facebook's clearly still the largest social media engagement platform.
Yes.
Far and away.
Right.
Okay, so you round out the top 10. Number 6, Pornhub.com. Number 7, XNXX.com. Number 8, xvideos.com. So 3 of the top 10 are porn sites. This is United States of America.
Okay.
I'm going to show you, though, not much difference anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
Twitter is number 9, followed by eBay at number 10. Okay?
All right.
What's the rest of the list look like? I'll just go right down, starting at number 11 in order. Instagram, Wikipedia, Reddit, Craigslist. Now, here's a surprise. Number 15, Bing.com. Does anyone go to Bing? I didn't even know Bing was still around.
Yeah, it's still around, but I could honestly say I've never been there.
All right. What is Live.com?
Not a clue.
Must be something for the kids. Number 17, another porn site, X-Hamster. Number 18, Netflix. 19 is AmpProject.org. 20 is ESPN.com. 21, Walmart. 22, Pinterest. 23, LinkedIn. Here's what, if you're in banking, you must be thrilled. Number 24 is Chase. 25 is Indeed.com. 26 is Tumblr. 27 is PayPal. At 28, Chatterbait. 29, Fox News. By the way, Fox News being the first, you got to get all the way down to 29 to have a media site show up. And Fox News is number 1, followed by MSN.com, CNN.com, Office.com, Zillow.com, IMDb.com, IMGUR.com, AccuWeather. Xfinity comes in at number 37, Drudge Report at 38, Wells Fargo at 39, Wikia at 40, Microsoft Online at 41, Infrastructure.com, Yelp.com, BankofAmerica.com, AT&T, Finance, and at 47 you get to the New York Times, which is only 2 steps up from AOL.
That's crazy.
What do you think about that? That rounds up your top 50.
That is the top 10 is not really surprising to me whatsoever.
It's not surprising to you that 3 of the top 10 sites are adult sites on the web.
It doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
Now, if I go to worldwide, this is just everybody in the world, except, by the way, you can't get China numbers because they censor all of this stuff.
Right, they blank everything out.
If you go worldwide, Google, YouTube comes to number 2. Facebook drops to number 3. What is BAIDU.com?
I don't know. I was trying to look up Live, and it took me to our email website, so I'm trying to figure that one out.
Well, sometimes this stuff is geographical. I'm trying to pull this up because worldwide it comes at number 4.
BAIDU?
BAIDU. Oh, it must be, it looks... It's Chinese or Japanese. I mean, it's in Asian. Instagram, by the way, worldwide, number 5. Yahoo, number 6. But here comes XNXX.com. Here comes XVideos.com. Here comes Pornhub.com.
There we go.
Yes. Now, you'll notice, like, Google UK. I mean, there's some different things when you look at the worldwide numbers. So then I thought, well, that's interesting. Let's go to, like, someplace where you think of very repressed.
Yes.
Like Saudi Arabia. Or how about Iraq?
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Let's go Iraq.
Google.com, number 1. Google.com.sa, number 2. YouTube, number 3. Facebook, 4. Twitter, 5. XNXX.com, 6, XVideos, 7, Instagram, 8, Pornhub.com, 10. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the United States of America or Iraq. 3 of your top 10 sites are porn sites.
Is that surprising to you?
No.
Okay.
It's surprising to me the people that deny it.
Right. I mean, The internet, the World Wide Web was the biggest boon for, you know,
adult
entertainment or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It did more for that industry than anything else.
So my question then is, and I know this because we market in digital advertising, and you're always like told to assure your customers that your ads won't show up on like, you know, adult sites. And I keep thinking to myself, why not? You're talking about 3 of the top 10 trafficked websites in all of the world.
Right.
When do you think mainstream advertising will land in that? And why wouldn't it?
It wouldn't because businesses don't want to be associated with that.
But why wouldn't they if it's 3 of the top 10 websites?
I understand completely.
It by far dominates. If you take all of the sites of the top 50 category specific, it's by far the most dominant as far as number of people consuming it.
Right.
You go here and you'll find, you know, it's Facebook. Over here, Instagram might be a little higher. Over here, Twitter might be, you know, depending on where you are in the world. Google's pretty much number one everywhere. But what translates across all borders and all continents, all countries,
mm-hmm.
is that porn is the dominant category of web traffic in each of those countries and, in fact, worldwide combined.
What's Saudi Arabia look like? Do you have those figures as
I
well?
I do.
And, 'cause I'm not going to be surprised when I see what shows up there either.
Google.com.
Okay.
Google.com SA. That must be something that's very specific
probably
to a region.
To Saudi Arabia, probably.
Yep. YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. Twitter. XNXX.com.
There it is.
XVideos.com. Instagram. Pornhub.com.
That's your top 10.
Yep.
Wow.
And so you'd be hard pressed. Now, I've never been to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I would imagine that Saudi Arabia would feel, particularly if you're a female, would feel a little repressive.
A little uptight.
And I've been to Brazil. That's a pretty open place.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brazil, maybe the only country I found on the list that you had to get to number 10 to find a porn site. Now, they had top 50, plenty of them in there, but it was just barely cracked the top 10. So who would think?
That's interesting.
Well, here's my theory on that.
I bet you I know where you're going to go. Go ahead.
They don't have to hide in a bedroom to do what, I mean, in Saudi Arabia, that's got to be on the down low.
Bingo.
Brazil, it's just pretty much, it is what it is.
It's out there.
Yes.
And so they don't feel the need.
So the more repressed you are, probably the higher your porn numbers go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. Every year when they publish this, I just absolutely love going through it because it is just so telling about human nature and then our denial of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
which is really funny when in Brazil you think about it, that whole culture down there and a very religious culture. I mean, you know.
It is a Catholic culture. Yes. But it is also a very, it's a place, someone once described to me, I think it was my good friend Pete Paul, and that it was like, It was like trying to plug in like a 210, it was like the electrical voltage didn't match up. I mean, that place is just
completely
charged with sexuality. and people are half naked all the time. You go to the beach, there's like no body issues.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a much more open, I mean, look at the carnival. I mean, everything that you do is sort of one big party.
Right.
So they probably have other areas to express themselves instead of hiding in a closet in Saudi Arabia hoping the police don't show up monitoring your web activity. We'll take a break. Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunny skies in your forecast for the rest of today, 34 your afternoon high. And then for tonight, cloudy skies. Look for snow developing after midnight tonight. Could see an inch of accumulation by dawn tomorrow morning. And then a winter weather advisory goes into effect at 6 tonight as well. That continues all day tomorrow with snow in the forecast. Another 1 to 3 inches possible, 2 to 4 by the time all is said and done. 33 your high tomorrow afternoon. Friday, sunny skies with a high of 41. 16 right now. News time is 7:24.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
For well over a century, the Gerber State Bank has been committed to providing exceptional financial services to its customers. Founded in 1887, Gerber State Bank is one of the oldest independently owned and operated community banks in Macon County, with offices in Argenta and Oriana. Currently, Gerber State Bank is providing to individuals a 2-for-2 CD plan, a 2% annual percentage yield CD for a two-year term. Stop in today or call Gerber State Bank at 795-2331. Minimum CD deposit, $1,000.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our amazing savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4 with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander with seating for up to 8. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go off-road in the rugged Tacoma with available four-wheel drive. Or go high-tech in the sporty Corolla hatchback and pump up the volume. And as always, go safe. All these Toyota models and more come with an advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. Right now, you can get $3,000 customer cash on a new 2018 Toyota RAV4. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but these deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 12/3/18.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back. You don't know me like that.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. Hump Day version of Byers & Company. Tomorrow we'll be at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for our Star Lighting campaign. $50 suggested donation will get you not one, but two lights because of our generous sponsors. Really looking forward to that. You know, we have elections that get solved quicker than it takes you two to switch in and out of that microphone in there. What is the deal with the transition going on in there?
A little rougher this morning.
Huh?
A little rougher
okay.
this morning.
Anyway, we have that going on, and then literally we will be back today for our next to last WSOYMCA remix challenge for this session, this 12 weeks.
And we're celebrating a birthday.
We are celebrating a birthday today, and Beth Nolan, I believe.
Yes.
And then on Monday, our final one, we'll see who won. Do you have a feeling about who you do?
Yes, I definitely think Team Matt Hall is going to win this one.
Oh, my team?
Yeah. Definitely.
It hurts you to say my team?
Your team will win this.
Does that mean your team's going to lose?
We are going to lose. You guys have really dominated in the group challenges over and over. I think we've won one, maybe two out of all of them.
Yeah, you got smoked last one.
Ooh, yeah, we really did, admittedly. That one and what was another one that we really gunked at? Biking.
Well, the video's up. I did some biking this week and rowing. Now this week we get to pick whatever we get to do, all the different things.
I'm super happy because it's row and wad. Row and wad. Those were my favorite for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly. I did get on the rowing machine yesterday. I kind of missed that.
I enjoy it.
You get to knock out 3,000 meters, you know. And
it's kind of fun. You can go at like just a moderate pace. And then when I'm about to approach, like I get about 500, the last 500, I go all out. And
now,
then go back
when you
to
go out, what screen do you watch on there? Because there's, I am really befuddled by the old technology of workout machines have on. You know,
I just
Real Rider bike. I can't get it to work. You know, sometimes it will come on, and sometimes I can get the mileage, and sometimes it's kilometers, and sometimes. Like on the row, I like the one where it shows you calories burned by hour.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I just go by meters.
Yeah.
Well, so I switch it to whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, it still shows meters.
Yeah.
But it'll tell you at your pace what you would burn basically in an hour.
Okay.
And it's really weird because you can get it up into the 800 or 900s, like when you're really, I mean, like pulling really hard.
Yeah, I do that on, I do 500 moderate, 500 really vigorous.
Yeah.
And then 500 moderate fire.
I like it. And I never rode before. I mean, we did it a couple times in the challenge, you know, on, you know, like where they bring one into the gym, but not anything serious. I enjoyed it. Well, anyway, we have one more to go today and then our final one on Monday. You can watch for the video at Nauticator.com. Jeff Daly standing by with your WSOY News. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News time is 729. A decades-old Decatur tradition returns this weekend to Fairview Park. The Turkey Trot has been a Decatur holiday tradition, kicking off the holiday season for 44 years. This Saturday, runners will gather for a 5, 10K, and a half-mile tot trot. Registrations will begin at 6:45 that morning and go until 7:30. Tot trot race begins at 7:30. All other races start at 8. Pre-registration for the race ends this Friday. You can register online. Find a link to that with the story at nowdecatur.com. There will also be day of registration. For more information, call the DISC at 429-3472. And renowned Italian trombonist Peter Steiner will be performing in two different Decatur shows this week. At Milliken University tomorrow and at Central Christian University on Sunday, Steiner will join Milliken Symphonic Wind Ensemble as it continues its concert season Thursday. That begins at 7:30 at Kirkland. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 50 deaths are now confirmed in the wildfires burning in California, 48 of those in what's known as the Camp Fire in the northern part of the state. CAL FIRE Captain Steve Kaufman says that fire is 35% contained.
Destroyed structures, 8,817.
Most of those are homes. National Guard troops are helping search teams look for more remains. Republicans elect their leaders today for the Congress being sworn in January, with House Republicans then becoming the minority.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has favored to lead the incoming House minority, though he is facing a challenge from Freedom Caucus member Jim Jordan. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to win another term in that job. Same for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. There are questions about the support Nancy Pelosi has to lead House Democrats, but that election is not scheduled until after Thanksgiving.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time, 7:31. Well, National Weather Service forecasters are calling for snow and sleet and freezing rain mixing with the snow in southern Illinois, mostly snow in Macon County. That's supposed to start this evening and continue tomorrow across parts of the state. National Weather Service says accumulating snow is likeliest in southern and central Illinois. Farther south, forecasters expect lighter snow, sleet, and freezing rain in other states. They're warning drivers to use caution as the roads may be slippery and visibility may be poor. A winter weather advisory goes into effect at 6 o'clock tonight. Lindsay has your full forecast coming up in just a moment. In sports, freshman James Kinjo had 19 points, including a key three-point play and 7 assists. Jamarco Pickett blocked a shot in the closing seconds. Georgetown over Illinois, 88-80. Mark Tupper will have more on that game coming up with Tupper on Sports. Meanwhile, Illinois State downed the Chicago State, 75-71. And Macon County native Brian Snitker has been named the National League Manager of the Year. That comes after leading the Atlanta Braves to a 90-72 record and the NL East division title. Your next news is coming your way at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking. I like the camaraderie. People are great to work for. Friendly environment. The benefits are real great. And pay's pretty good, too. Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
And start packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 34 degrees. Tonight, snow mainly after midnight. Could see about an inch possible with lows around 26 degrees. Thursday, looking at some snow, 1 to 3 inches possible with highs near 33 degrees. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 41. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 18 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Just heard during the news there. And I lost to Georgetown last night. What did you think of the game?
I was absolutely worn out after watching the Illinois-Georgetown game, and that's the way it should be. When a game is exciting and back and forth and played in a great environment, which obviously it was last night at the State Farm Center, Georgetown won 88-80. They closed out on a close game on a 9-2 run. And Georgetown deserved to win because they made all the plays at the end, and Illinois did not make those plays when they had a chance. That said, I was very, very encouraged by what I saw from a number of the Illini newcomers, and no one more so than Brad Underwood's most heralded freshman recruit, Ayo Dosunmu, who in his second college game scored 25 points and then stepped up in the postgame press conference and blamed himself for the loss. Well, it was not his fault that they lost, but that's the kind of kid he was. He wanted to take responsibility for maybe missing a play here. He felt like a one pass he made could have been better. You know, this kid is special, and I just kept thinking, watching the game, how much more freedom he would have if he had been out there with one more offensive threat to divert the Georgetown defense. But at midday yesterday, Illinois learned it would have to play without their top returning scorer from last year, Trent Frazier, who was placed in concussion protocol after he got plunked in the head at practice Monday in a collision with his teammate, Georgie Bashanashvili. Georgie was another impressive freshman last night. I mean, he's playing out of position at center, but he shows a ton of poise and skill, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists with his mom watching courtside after she flew in from Austria, had not seen him play in a year and a half. Also impressive, I think, is junior college transfer guard Andres Feliz, very tough kid, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals last night. Not so impressive was junior Kipper Nichols, and on a night that Illinois was without Trent Frazier, they needed Kipper to come up big, and he did not. He shot it poorly. He failed to finish a layup late, and he had a really lazy play when he casually chased down a loose ball and watched as Georgetown guard Matt McClung out-hustled him to the ball and then raced in for a reverse dunk. That was embarrassing. Kipper will pay for that in practice, I can promise you, because that is strictly effort. Brad Underwood said he will have Trent Frazier back when Illinois plays next in Hawaii. That is Monday against Gonzaga in the Maui Invitational. I would just kind of warn people, do not be discouraged if Illinois gets whipped in that game. Gonzaga is an older team with multiple NBA players. They're ranked third in the country. They're absolutely loaded. But I do know that Illinois is much better when both Trent and Ayo are out there together. And they sure could have used Trent Frazier last night. That was a fun game to watch.
All right. On the other side of the break, local connection to the National League Manager of the Year, or actually Manager of the Year. We'll talk about that with Mark Tupper and Tupper on.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented Vibracool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try Vibracool with Cool Pulse technology by going to Vibracool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Mr. Snitker is now the Manager of the Year.
Oh, really? What a thrill yesterday for Brian Snitker, who was named NL Manager of the Year for the job he did with the Atlanta Braves. Brian is a big fan club here in Macon County. He was born in Decatur in 1955. He attended Macon High School and was a member of that 1971 Macon team that played for the state high school championship back in the day when it was a one-class tournament. So you had to whip all the teams from Chicago. It didn't matter what the enrollment was. And that sort of Hoosier-like performance became the subject of Chris Ballard's book, One Shot at Forever in 2012. He played collegiately at the University of New Orleans and then joined the Braves organization as a player in 77. His playing career ended in 1980, and then he embarked on basically a lifelong career as a coach and manager up and down the Braves minor league system. And very, very few people bounce around the way he did and still move all the way up to the day you get a chance to manage the big league club. And that's what happened to him in early 2016 when he was named interim manager of the Braves after Freddie Gonzalez got fired. And then he was named full-time manager in 2017 and now wins the NL Manager of the Year Award for leading the Braves to a 90-72 record this past season that ended with a loss to the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. 63 years old, 42 of them spent as part of the Braves organization. Just a pretty amazing run, and I have talked to countless of people who knew Brian Snitker from either playing high school ball with him or American Legion ball with him, who say that he has always been incredibly accommodating to Central Illinois people who come to visit with him, like when he's in Chicago or when he's in St. Louis. He will bring you down onto the field for batting practice or take you into the dugout. Just a really good guy. And a great honor for him, really happy for him. And one final note on Illinois basketball, we'll get to talk about this tomorrow night on Sport Talk, is before the game they got really good news, and that is that Brett Underwood has his first recruit for the 2019 class, and he's kind of just what they need. He's a 6'11", 240-pound four-star center named Antoine January from California, a good get. They need size. And he will help them in that regard. We'll talk about him more tomorrow.
All right, Mark, have a great day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. On Brian Snitker's resume is also a turn with he was the manager of the Durham Bulls. Club made infamous in the Bull Durham movie.
Right.
What a great movie that was. Do you think that stands the test of time? I have not watched that for a very long time.
I haven't watched it for a long time either. I'd like to go back and rewatch that. I'd see if it. I bet you it does.
You know what I watched some of in the last few months that did not really hold and stand the test of time? Another Kevin Costner sports movie was Tin Cup.
Really?
It looks so dated.
Well, think about how much golf fashion has changed.
Look at Jeff. Golf fashion he's talking about.
I knew that's where you were going, though.
No, I just the look of it, the feel of it, it just, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand.
It's some things seem very old. Maybe baseball's a little different, you know. I mean, it's kind of timeless, you know.
The Natural still holds up.
Susan Sarandon, I haven't thought about her as an actress for a long time. You know,
no.
She's just sort of a political activist.
Yeah. Yes.
Tim Robbins, kind of young and goofy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Still a good movie.
Is it?
Tin Cup?
No, Tin Cup was. We're talking about Bull Durham.
She heard part of it.
I heard.
Where do you go? I mean, just out of curiosity, what are you listening to?
I never
to?
Liked Bull Durham, really.
See, I think Bull Durham was a much better movie than Tin Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were supposed to believe he was a professional golfer, and he looked much more like a professional baseball player than he did a professional golfer.
Right. Right.
It's hard to make a golf swing look like... I mean, it's hard for actors to play golfers in movies. I mean, it's... Like, there have been some really bad actors playing athletes in movies over the years. Like, not believable at all.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I'll start with Rob Lowe in the hockey movie. I mean, there's just no way that you believe Rob Lowe as a hockey player.
Right.
That Youngblood?
Yeah.
Now, he was in the movie with Patrick Swayze, who was completely believable as a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
So some are more natural. And Kevin Costner's a pretty athletic guy. I mean, he was in his prime. But he looked much more like a baseball player. I mean, he didn't look awkward swinging a baseball bat the way he did swinging a golf club. And I'm sure they worked on it to try to make him look, but...
Right.
You've watched golfers on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're playing at the U.S. Open. You see anybody out there swinging like Kevin Costner in Tin Cup? No. We get back. I'll preview our Deck the Town contest, including a little spotlight on our friends at the R-Bar and Grill who are part of the Deck the Town contest. You'll have two chances to win. We'll have an R-Bar and Grill day, and then we'll have part of the big $3,000-plus shopping spree that you're going to win. They'll be a part of that.
on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis-Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Cape Air.
Fair subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit CapeAir.com for details.
Whether you need insurance to protect your business or your family's financial future, we believe that your needs are best served by local neighbors. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, your local motorist insurance agency, is here for you. We know the area you live in and will take the time to get to know your specific needs. Contact J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds today to find out how you can benefit from working with a local agency. Or call 877-3344. 877-3344.
What's it like to diagnose a patient with breast cancer?
Knowing that I've had a family member who's been diagnosed and who's been worked up for breast cancer, I can sort of understand feelings that they're dealing with.
DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with interventional radiologist Dr. Desi Dennis to give his perspective of what it's like to give life-changing news to a patient. Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or on Now Decatur's Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
Home ownership isn't just the American dream. It's one of the hallmarks of a growing, stable community. I'm Peggy Myers of Hickory Point Bank, and our mortgage lending services are just one example of our investment in Central Illinois. Whether you're an experienced home buyer or a first timer, whether you're upsizing or downsizing, we understand that every home is the home of your dreams, and we have the experience and expertise to help make it yours. Hickory Point Bank, invested, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Post it.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Hey, rent that parking lot and have a snowball fight tomorrow. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, hump day. Let me tell you about our big contest, which is coming up. Now, it's not ready to go yet, right? It kicks off.
It kicks off on the 26th.
So what day is that?
That is the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so the Monday after Thanksgiving. And this is my list right here of all the participating businesses,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that correct?
Yes, 32 businesses.
So Decatur Blue, Child's Play Photography, Wildflower Artisan Bakery and Cafe, Doherty's Pubs and Pins, Decatur Area Arts Council, Talbot's, Anna Tai, Liaison Home Automation, Embroidered Expressions, is it the Dolly Bliss Salon?
Dolly Bliss Salon.
And Boutique, Robbie's, Taproot, Board Night, Shop on Main, Taryn Elaine Photography, Coney McCain's, Brass Horn, Gin Mill, Soul Bistro, the Illinois Art Gallery, formerly known as Gallery 510, Reflections Academy of Beauty, Giggles, Penelope Boutique, R Bar, The Decanter, Merle Norman, The Brass Horn 2, Floor Gems, Rop Shoes, Sloan's, The Art Farm, and the Avon Theater. So if you win our overall Deck the Town contest, you're going to win a $100 gift card to all of those places.
Yeah, all of them. You, one person.
And then we're going to give away individual $100 gift cards mm-hmm. each day leading up to the
yes.
big grand prize winner. And one of those is for R Bar. And can I just give you the list of, like, when they say that they carry, like, unbelievable specialty drinks and crafts and imports, don't you love the names of beer? And by the way, you want the Guinness Extra Stout straight from Dublin? They have it. How about a Strongbow Gold Apple or a Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA or Rhiannon's Red Irish Ale, which is right out of Iliopolis? They got a little something, something ale out of Chicago. They got the Founders Dirty, I guess I can say Dirty Bastard, right? Scotch Ale. That after Wu-Tang Clan?
It's a Scotch Ale.
I know, but is it after Wu-Tang Clan?
No, it's not after a Wu-Tang Clan. Just saying.
Sam Adams, Boston Lager. They do the Revolution Sun Crusher, which is out of Chicago. The Excel Flashbang out of Breeze. Goose Island Sophie. A Ballast Point Sculpin IPA. A Shiner Bock out of Texas. I mean, they have, their drink menu is as impressive as their food menu.
Shiner Bock's one of my favorites.
Do you like that?
I do.
There's a lot of great beers on that list.
What's your favorite?
The Founders?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that. That's
so Scotch ale.
It's Scotch ale.
But I don't know what a Scotch ale is.
It's a darker, heavier beer.
Okay, so would you put that together with like the baby back ribs or maybe the Angus ribeye or the tomahawk, the 24-ounce Angus bone-in ribeye? 24 ounces. It's got the red wine demi-glaze, blue cheese crumbles, starch, and a vegetable. And I like this. They will not cook it past medium. You will not ruin a piece of art, food art.
And it is.
Yes, it is. You got the surf and turf. Changes daily. Just ask your server. So whether you're doing the appetizers, the greens, the land, the air, the sea, or just the fun, and the fun is fun. The Ray Dog, an 8-ounce black Angus Frankfurter on a toasted roll with stone ground Dijon mustard, onion, tomato, and banana peppers, along with hand-cut fries for $9. And he is world famous for his meatloaf. He uses ground beef and Italian sausage. Comes with a starch and a vegetable du jour, $13. It's the R Bar and Grill in downtown Decatur, 157 West Main Street. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 11. Give them a call ahead of time. Set up a reservation. Here's their phone number, 330-6825, 330-6825. And by the way, the drink list, I didn't mean to leave off the top half. It's not just crafts and imports. They have a Sherry's Godiva Martini. You know what's in that?
Chocolate.
It's a Ménage à Trois vodka, Godiva white chocolate, and Frangelico. That sounds perfect for the holidays, doesn't it? You can also get an Irish ginger. Oh, I love this because we went to the Tullamore Dew place where they make Tullamore Dew in Ireland. It's a really cool walkthrough.
It's neat.
Oh, I bet.
We did a tasting, too.
We did a taste like 10 a.m. getting just
and
hammered.
I felt pretty sauced. Yeah.
Nice.
Tullamore Dew in Ireland. Somehow in Ireland felt okay.
That's the way you got to do it.
Yeah. They have a they carry the Tullamore Dew and the ginger ale. That's your Irish ginger. Good stuff. Anyway. Check it out, R Bar and Grill, just part of our Deck the Town sponsors, and we're happy to tell you all about them. Chris writes in that Bull Durham is greater than Field of Dreams. I don't know about that. Field of Dreams is a pretty good movie. And if you look at the people that were, I mean, James Earl Jones is so good in Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Who played his wife?
Annoys me a little.
Oh, I loved her. I did. I thought she was just such a great character.
And then I had a little hard time believing the brother-in-law is the guy from 30-something being the bad guy from the bank, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on to do what? He was a reporter that fell in love with CJ Craig on the West Wing.
Wasn't Ray Liotta Shoeless Joe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Before we knew who Ray Liotta was.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Before we knew he was Craig.
Right. And quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Courtesy of Chantix.
What happened to him? No, actually, I take that back. Ray Liotta showed up in that Wild Thing movie with Melanie Griffith. I mean, he was like the psycho ex-boyfriend.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I've
That's because most people would go back and say, I mean, it wasn't something that did really well at the box office. Jeff Daniels maybe in that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea why we get so distracted on this. So I apologize. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Sorry, ahead of time.
Today we've got sunny skies. Enjoy that with highs around 34 degrees. Then for tonight, snow, mainly after midnight, looking at around an inch possible with lows around 26 degrees. Then tomorrow, more snow likely. Could see 1 to 3 inches possible with highs near 33 degrees. Friday, sunshine, highs near 41. It is 19 degrees in downtown Decatur.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur. at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Civic Center has meeting rooms that seat up to 50 people each, or a combined room for up to 100 people. Meeting rooms are equipped with Wi-Fi and sound systems with no setup fees. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team, or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Moroa Forsyth Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. The special Road to the State Championship tailgate show, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank, begins at 11:30. And then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30, with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY, and streaming on online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Saturday, undefeated Moroa Forsyth takes on undefeated St. Teresa. Our coverage begins with the Road to the State Championship tailgate show, presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. The tailgate show starts at 11:30, with the kickoff to follow at 1. Plus, check out the unbeaten video series at nowdecatur.com. Moroa Forsyth, St. Teresa. Hear it on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
TV is so bad. I'm watching, they do this Man on the Street stuff. What's the name of the guy, Steve Ducey? How do you pronounce his last name on Fox? Okay, this is radio. You guys need to, like,
Ducey.
Actually.
Yeah, it's Steve Ducey.
He's out on the street. But it's so clearly set up. Like, I mean, he's not, I mean, it's made to look like he's just grabbing random people and asking whether microchips should be implanted in workers. But they clearly, like, they had it so staged where the guy was walking. I mean, how much of this is ever real?
Honestly, what I find.
Are you doing crossword puzzles?
No, I was looking at the log. Whenever I've done, like, man on the street type interviews, you do kind of have to preface them, like, look, I'm going to ask you these things, because otherwise.
But then they made him fake walk up like he was just taking somebody, like, out of a subway exit or something.
Yeah, that's bogus.
It's all staged,
that's
right?
Staged. That is staged.
And then he moves over here, and they've got another one waiting over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all supposed to. What is the trickery for? I mean, what's the staging for?
I'm not sure. I don't know why you don't just hard cut, here we are with blah, 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 because you do have to, you can't just walk up to them.
No, you're not going to just stick a microphone in somebody's face in New York City and go, hey, we're on live TV.
No, you have, like, your field producer go up and, like, would you be willing to do this? I don't know.
All
I don't know if I want to.
Here's Bob Woodward's advice to TV, CNN in particular, which I thought was very interesting, reporting on the Hill this morning. Watergate reporting icon Bob Woodward argued that the remedy to President Trump's decision to revoke Jim Acosta's White House press credentials isn't a lawsuit. It's, quote, more serious reporting about what he's doing. Woodward made the remark at the Global Financial Leadership Conference in Naples, Florida. In the news media, there has been an emotional reaction to Trump, Woodward said, adding, too many people for Trump or against Trump have become emotionally unhinged about this. The remedy isn't a lawsuit. It's more serious reporting about what he's doing. Now, this isn't the first time Bob Woodward has come out and said this. He told The Atlantic that American people see the smugness of some in the press, and that following the facts without injecting feelings and opinions into reporting is one way to help regain the trust of the public. Amen. And CNN is about making this story about CNN. I mean, don't you think that's what most American people think about this?
Yes. And, you know, this court battle that's going on for Acosta to get his White House press credentials back, they likely will lose this because the president does have the ability to pull something if he feels that the behavior of a particular journalist.
Well, first of all, he could probably do whatever he wants, like Obama, and never even have press conferences.
Yes.
The idea that CNN is somehow constitutionally guaranteed a press pass at the White House.
If your behavior is disruptive to the press room, you can have your credentials pulled, and there is evidence
of
that.
They could pull it for anything they want to pull it for.
Yeah.
They can. They're going to lose this, and they're going to end up with egg on their face.
But do they care? It's just them taking on. I mean, that's why people don't have any respect for CNN.
I know.
Is you've quit being a news agency, and all you are is just going to be the foe of the president.
Yeah. I mean, when you've had your questions answered and you still want to grandstand and
or
take
somebody
up the
says,
time,
I'm not answering, then move on.
Yeah. Then you move on but sit down.
It's the smugness that bothers people and them making it about them.